This is Joel Friedrich. The two poems that are in Two River View of mine are In the North and The American Boy Dreamt of Journeys. Both of these poems are from a series of poems all set on a lake shore. All of these poems, they're kind of a chapbook, have as a common theme the interpenetration of human consciousness with nature, a kind of a marriage on a shoreline, and the shoreline becomes a metaphor for that. So this is In the North. In our thin shelter on the shore, we're alert as animals. No, we are animals, trying to rub off our skin by making love for, who knows, time stuck. Minutes won't diminish into dark, nor light relinquish its claim on flesh. This near the longest day, sun is our blood's obsession. Nothing here can give itself wholly to the pleasure of lying down exhausted. Though we've come so far into northern barrens, we cannot burrow down through each other deep enough to drown in quiet waters beyond our lust. The pull back to shorelines is relentless. We are painted turtles, egg heavy, heaving up onto cool evening sands. We are cracked open by the burden of our need and ooze richly red through our backs' broken mandibles. But still, we are always rising to dig, to bury, to lay. The American Boy Dreamt of Journeys. You swam through walls as if they dissolved, breathed in your pores. Under fluid fields of stars, midnight was all depth, the world a sunken bed. Any who needed air lay paralyzed in the logic of constellations. You found hollows, drowned places between tamaracks' bleeding roots in the acids of a bog's throat, names decayed in the knots of tubers, time's reservoirs rotted to reptilian stillness. Once, you slipped through a door in a dead water hump woven of finger bones stained tannic black. A dying animal's breath rustled in root hair, and heavy foreclaws clicked against the spine of the earth. All night, while his children gnawed the shins of alders, plundered sticky muck, hissed and slapped at a gibbous moon's fat rising, you felt your way into his drowned house, inching further into his dream, not afraid of waking such blind, furious hunger. Thank you.